From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Attorney General Eric Holder is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He says Americans don't need to be afraid of a trial of suspected al-Qaeda terrorists in New York City.
I'm not scared of what colleague Sheikh Mohammed has to say at trial. And no one else needs to be afraid either.
Five accused conspirators of the September 11th attacks will be transferred to federal civilian court in New York to stand trial, including suspected mastermind Mohammed. But the Judiciary Committee's ranking Republican Senator Jeff Sessions isn't buying it. He wants alleged terrorists prosecuted in military trials, not civilian courts.
Military commission trials are fair. They are recognized not only by our country, but nations all over the world. Far from seeing our actions as some sort of demonstration of American fairness, I suspect our cold-blooded enemies and our clear-eyed friends both must wonder what is going on in our heads.
Holder says he has every confidence the suspects will be convicted. The attorney general also discussed the shooting at Fort Hood that killed 13 people. Holder says he is disturbed to learn accused shooter Nidal Hassan contacted an extremist imam overseas. He says federal agents are thoroughly reviewing Hassan's background. President Obama has arrived in South Korea, the final stop on his 8-day Asian tour. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama will meet with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak to talk about a range of issues, including North Korea, Afghanistan, and prospects for a U.S.-Korean free trade agreement. A trade deal was negotiated by the Bush administration more than 2 years ago, but it's yet to be ratified. The Obama administration says some outstanding differences still have to be settled. Claude Barfield of the American Enterprise Institute is doubtful that Mr. Obama will make any big moves on trade anytime soon.
I think what we're likely to see, and we've already seen, is a continuation of a stream of affirmations of free trade, but not much action.
Mr. Obama will also spend time in South Korea meeting with U.S. troops at the Osan Air Base. Scott Horsley, NPR News. Seoul.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Afghanistan. She'll attend the presidential inauguration of Afghan President Hamid Karzai tomorrow. Clinton has insisted that as Karzai takes office, he work to reform his government and corruption. The Afghan leader's taking office following an election many observers say was marred by fraud. The space shuttle Atlantis has docked with the International Space Station. The Atlantis lifted off Monday for an 11-day mission. It's delivering spare parts to the space station. When it returns, the shuttle will bring astronaut Nicole Stott home. She has been aboard the space station since late August. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 36 points at 10,401. The Nasdaq is down 15 points. It's at 2188. The S&P is down 3 points. You're listening to NPR News. Delta Airlines and its partners are offering Japan Airlines $1 billion. Delta wants to lure Japan Airlines away from one of its rivals. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Edgar Tragetz reports.
Since the mid-1990s, Japan Airlines, or JAL, has been in partnership with American Airlines. The carriers sell tickets for each other's routes and share revenue. But JAL has been struggling financially. The Tokyo-based carrier says it has interest-bearing debt totals of nearly $10 billion. It's already been approved for government help as it looks to turn around from a global recession and swine flu outbreak. Atlanta-based Delta values Asia's largest airline because of its routes in China and Japan. Delta President Ed Bastian says his company is the strongest partner for JAL. The offer from Delta and its SkyTeam alliance would include $500 million in capital investment, $300 million in short-term revenue guarantees, and another $200 million in asset-backed financing. JAL officials say they know of the Delta offer but could not comment further. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tragetz in Atlanta.
The government says consumer inflation rose last month. The Labor Department says it was up 0.3%. Car prices were up. Oil was more expensive. Energy prices were up 1.5%. However, consumer prices are lower now than they were at this time last year. The U.S. Navy says pirates off Somalia tried to attack a U.S.-flagged ship, the Maersk Alabama, a cargo ship. They were foiled. The Maersk Alabama is the same ship hijacked last April by Somali pirates. The ship's captain was held for several days and freed after Navy sharpshooters killed three pilots. The Navy says today the pirates were repelled by security forces. You're listening to NPR News.